Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sophie.
I'm Yelly.
And this is the series finale of She's All Fat,
the podcast for fat positivity, radical self-love, and chill vibes only.
You heard that right, family. This is the last episode of She's All Fat that will be plopped into your feed, and we are still in disbelief.
For this last episode, we wanted to do something that felt cozy, authentic, and loving, so we're inviting you to hang out with the whole team as we reminisce about all of our amazing seasons and chat about what's coming in the future.
But first, our news corner. All right, Yelly, the jig is up. I just have to know how I can get access to those sweet, sweet Patreon minisodes after the podcast ends.
Have no fear, Sophie, because I have answers. If you're a listener who wants access to all of our Patreon minisodes after the podcast ends, we've set up a special feed for you. For a one-time payment of $20 in US dollars, you can listen to every single minisode that we've dropped in the Patreon. That's $20 for hours and hours of extra SAF content. If you'd like to sign up, go to the link in the show notes and fill out our little form. There's also more info on the site if you're interested.
This bundle is perfect for our SAF family who wants extra content beyond this week. We've got you covered, and your payments will help pay for our costs to maintain the site. If anyone has any questions, send us a DM or an email to fyi@shesallfatpod.com.
As a reminder, all of our existing patrons will also be getting an email in the near future with a link to an RSS feed, so you will have all the access to all of the Patreon minisodes. Woohoo!
Family, we could not end the podcast without giving y'all one last SAF exclusive offer.
If you've listened to our first couple seasons, you know that Rose Merino Candles is near and dear to our hearts. They have been kind enough to put together one last discount code for us in celebration of our finale.
I'm so excited they wanted to work with us one more time. I truly love Rose Merino, and I'm going to be ordering mini candles. They're going to feel like my SAF celebration candles. Go to rosemerinocandles.com and use code SAF2021 for 15% off your purchase. You're not able to combine that with any other offer.
Again, that's SAF2021 for 15% off. Thank you, Rose Merino, for celebrating our show with us. We love you so much.
That's all our news for this week. Now the eagle is flying for the last time. Here's the episode. Okay, I'm recording. Are you guys recording?
Yeah.
This feels super weird. I feel like this is fake. We're about to have like another Tops Tales next week to have to record. Mm-hmm. Also feels weird that like, I feel like somehow the finale was supposed to be some huge thing, you know? And then I was like, I don't even know and slash want to do anything huge. Like, this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But was I supposed to do something else? This is okay, right?
Yeah, I think what you were supposed to do is all of the seasons, and you did.
Okay, yes. Okay, okay, okay. Let me get into my podcast voice for the last time.
Oh.
The eagle is flying for the last time.
Crazy. Okay. Hello, family. Here we are. We've made it all the way to our series finale. Can you believe it? We're here, we're queer, we're fat, we're ending the podcast. I can't believe it. I'm here with my beloved team members, Yelly and Lynn. I thought we could just introduce ourselves a little bit because we're going to be going through this finale episode, just having a nice little reminiscence time, talking about our favorite eps, our favorite guests, our favorite moments, and lots of other stuff. So I'll start. You know who I am. It's me, Sophie, the host. I came up with the idea with my previous co-host, April K. Quio, who is now an amazing TV writer. And then I hosted it by myself after that. And I guess I was the producer and did all other sorts of stuff too.
You did it all.
I did it all. Okay, now you guys go.
Lynn, you go first.
Lenny.
My name is Lynn. I'm the senior producer, and I edit the podcast, and I started working on the pod, like, the summer after the pod started.
That's crazy.
I know!
Yes, and you joined the pod as an intern at that time.
Yes, I joined as an intern. I scammed my way into an internship under the false premise that my school would pay for it, which I did think maybe they would.
Yeah, you lied to us. You lied. We tried really hard to make sure all our interns would be paid, and you scammed in for some unpaid labor.
Yeah, dang it. You guys paid me. You, like, gave me a couple $100 at the end of the summer.
Yeah, we wanted, because we felt bad.
I was like, yeah, so I worked as an intern, so I, like, didn't actually talk to the team too much at first. Like, I was just, like, doing the website and stuff, and then occasionally emailing Sophie and April, and they would be like, what the fuck? Like,
not true.
No, you guys, you would be like, okay, so the website's, like, entirely different, like, thanks, I guess, didn't know you were doing that.
No, we'd always just be like, Lynn is being so formal. Your emails would be like, hello, Madam Sophie and April. I hope that this reaches you in a good mood today. And I, you're just so, like, such, I mean, that's what interns in college are like. You're just, that's all.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Oh my God. And then you became a producer, and that is a similar line to our third member of the pod today, Yelly. Would you please intro yourself, Yelly, too?
My name is Yelly. I am the junior producer, and I also started listening to the pod and then scammed my way into
You did not scam your way, Yelly. As the person who read your stuff and interviewed you, that was no scam. You deserved.
Wow.
Well, I more so mean that, like, y'all were looking for people who would be paid as well. And I also was like, I don't need to be paid. Just let me on the team.
Literally, we tried so hard to do the right thing.
Y'all did give me money at the end of the summer, and I did use it to buy a mattress. Okay, so good. It all worked out in the end. I started interning for SAF 2 years ago, and I only, like, properly started working as junior producer last summer.
That's crazy.
And that feels so weird because I feel like I've been doing it for forever.
It also feels to me like you've been doing it forever. Yeah. You're a natural part of the team.
Yeah.
Wow. So now we're all here. I'm so proud of my little intern babies who became producers.
Yeah. Yelly got married over the course of crazy working for SAF.
I did. I got married between being an intern and working with y'all, like, fully. And so it was this, like, weird overlap where I knew you guys, but I wasn't close enough to y'all to be like, by the way, I'm getting married. Yes. So you guys just, like, found out after it happened, and all of you were like, Yelly, you got married?
We're an all queer team. That's all I'm saying. We're just a totally queer team, which I like. Which I like. Okay, so let's move on to talking about, I wrote a season of change. It's clear I've been looking at my influencer make fun of groups too much. This is, like, what all of the influencers are posting about fall. It's a season of change. Why is the podcast ending? It's ending because I'm tired and I need a little more space in my life to do other projects, and I simply do not have the capacity to do the podcast the way I want it, and any other projects. It takes a long fucking time to come up with every episode.
Yeah.
And do it, despite the fact that I have two underlings here who do most of the work for the podcast.
Minions.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing bad happening. It's very like a neutral good change. I feel like I really wanted to end the podcast before I was mad at it, before I was sick of doing it. I really wanted it to be something that I was like, almost felt like, oh, I still had more to say so that I would still have ideas for stuff to write and stuff to create and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of change happening in my life right now. I moved to Portland. So if you live in Portland and you have ideas about what I should do here, please email me or message the show Instagram. Let me know. And a bunch of other changes too. So it just feels like a good time to put a little bow on these seasons and move on to another project. But I feel very attached to the podcast and I feel very attached to all of you, my family. And I hope that this is a nice little, this episode is not going to be like closure. It's just going to be like a nice little reminiscence of some of our favorite moments that we'll talk about together. We'll talk about our future and we'll kind of leave the door open because there might be future eps dropped in the feed in the future. There might be announcements. There might just be Instagram posts. We don't really know, but this isn't goodbye. This is see you later. So we're just going to have a nice little party. And Lynn encouraged us to make it a party by each bringing a fun drink. So to end this introduction, can we each please say what fun drink that we brought to the party?
Okay, since I was really pushing hard on this, I have brought I have brought to the party a pistachio rose latte.
Oh shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, everyone, that is what I have.
She's a barista. Wow.
I didn't make it. Wow. I bought it, but it's really good.
Wow. That's fancy. Ellie, what did you bring?
I have an iced coffee, which is not nearly as fancy as Lynn's latte, but still coffee-based, so we can be twins.
Nice.
Also, it was made by your beautiful partner, so
that makes it
special.
It's true.
I brought this LaCroix Raz Cranberry made by ? In a factory.
But you poured it into a glass, right?
Nope. I did not.
Oh, so you're drinking a glass of still water and a LaCroix? Sophie's double-fisting water right now.
I'm always double-fisting drinks. I always have too many drinks. I usually have a coffee, a water, and a LaCroix, but I don't have the coffee today.
Whoa.
I just like options.
Yeah.
Yum.
Okay. Well, let's do a little cheers to SAF and to the party, and then...
Oh, my gosh.
Cheers, babes.
Cheers.
Cheers. Okay, welcome to part two of our final meat of it ever. We're in a review of the seasons. We're going to start off by doing this. I'm going to make up a fake BuzzFeed quiz like Yelly and I have been doing over on the Patreon. We've been taking some BuzzFeed quizzes, and I think it's time to finally reveal the truth about my two coworkers here.
Yeah.
So I have a couple questions for you both, and then I'll tell you which SAF season you are. I hope all of you listening also play along, and then you'll hear which one you are. Okay. My first question for both of you is, which of the books that we read did you like the most? Just which book comes to mind? Let me read a couple to you. We read Don't Let It Get You Down recently. Then we read If the Shoe Fits. We wrote Body Positivity for Kids. Deshaun's book. Anti-Racist Ally, The Body's Not an Apology. We talked about Aubrey's book, Radical Belonging, Faith. We talked about Fearing the Black Body. We talked about Happy Fat, Lifting as We Climb, Millennial Black. We did a reading roundup. And then way back in the day, we did Hunger. Which of those stood out to you guys?
We've done so many books.
I know.
I specifically remember that Happy Fat was the first book that I got as like a producer of the show. And I remember reading it and feeling really cool. And also, I really like Sophie Hagen. I'm into comedy, so I really liked that.
Okay, so you're Happy Fat. That's your answer. Okay, what's your answer, Yelly?
My answer is Radical Belonging by Lindo Bacon, but also honorable mention to Deshawn's book, because their book technically came out after the episode that we did with them.
True.
So I didn't read it, like, for the podcast, but it was still very good.
Wow. Extra credit over here. Yeah. Okay. Little goody two shoes likes books over here. Okay, fine.
Follow Yelly at their books and Instagram, Dear Bumblebee.
Please, at Dear Bumblebee. Follow, fan, first fan. Okay, here's the second question on this BuzzFeed quiz. The second question is, what SAF sound is most like you? Okay, here's your four choices. The first one is the theme song. Body, posse sisters. Okay, the second one is Hannah. Okay, the third one is Lynn making me go dun dun. And the fourth one is anytime we played any kind of music clip that probably, hopefully, if you listed this, these podcast episodes in the future, they won't have had a DMCA like music takedown notice. Which sound are you?
I'm when Lynn made Sophie go dun dun. And specifically the part in the audio where Sophie corrected me and is like, you keep writing dun dun dun, and it's actually dun dun.
You ever watch Law and Order? It's not dun dun dun. It's dun dun.
I thought it was dun dun dun.
No, wrong.
That's so funny.
Okay, what are you, Yelly?
I am the hopefully not DMCA music.
Wow. I think that's right. I personally am the theme song because it gets stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Cute.
All the time. Cute. Okay. Which of these randomly chosen guests from our long list of guests is most like you for any absolutely any reason? Mm-hmm. Jude, who, if you may remember, is a very cool person who has like a Twitch stream. Listen to that episode in season 6.
Yeah.
Okay, number 2, Carissa Enneking, aka Fackerel Flow, my style icon. Mm-hmm. Okay, number 3, my mom. And number 4, Shove, the very cool skater we had on. Okay, which one do you most relate to?
I have met your mom in person, Sophie. So
that doesn't mean you relate to her.
Honor, you, first of all, you literally just said for any reason.
True. Okay, you're right.
I'm honorable mentioning your mom. I'm going to be Shove because gay.
I love Shove.
I agree.
Shove is so
cool. That's
what
I would have picked for you as well.
Yeah, okay.
I am going to pick Jude because I also live on Twitch and I like modded for them for a little bit on Twitch. Yeah. So they're very cool.
Yeah, they are very cool. Okay, I'll pick my mom because she's my mom.
Yeah, she's your mom.
Okay, final question on this quiz, and then you get to find out which season you are.
Cool.
Okay, pick a number between 1 and 10. This is how BuzzFeed quizzes
That's
work.
That's so true.
Okay.
It's like 3 things that are about the show. Like, which is your favorite number?
Yeah, it's just a rant. And then that person got annoyed of making the quiz and was like, okay, whatever.
Mine is 9.
Okay.
4.
Okay. Well, it's funny you would say 4, Yelly, because I think you are season 4.
Oh.
Because I think season 4 is the season that felt the most like it was about like finding my voice and like striking out on my own and trying really hard. And those are all things that like when I think of you, I think of someone who's like authentically striving to be their best in like a joyful way. And that feels like season 4 to me.
Yes, Yelly.
Oh my gosh. I'm cute. I'm soft.
Lynn, you said 9. We don't have a season 9.
Yet.
But honestly, I think you give me the vibes from your answers I've tabulated up here. Honestly, I think season 5, just because I think like after season four, you really became as big a part of the voice of the pod as me, because you were like editing and doing so much producing and ideation. Mm-hmm. So really, like, five and on is like so much Lynn. And I'm so proud of you for doing all of that and for like really stepping up to the plate, because we had our amazing Maria and we had some other amazing producers too. But Maria like went to college for this and like has like a whole degree in sound design. Mm-hmm. So obviously she was amazing, and you just like taught yourself how to do it and you were amazing.
Thank you.
So I'm pretty proud of you for that. So I would say yours 5, 6, and 7 all together.
Oh. Okay, Sophie, you have to take off your headphones for a second so Yelly and I can calculate. What season is Sophie?
Oh my gosh.
I was thinking maybe season 3, because that's the one where they really wanted to focus on identities that they didn't have and like lift them up, which I think Sophie's always.
I'm down. I agree. I was going to say season
Sophie,
8.
Sophie, get out of here. What were you going to say?
I was going to say season 4, but for like all the same reasons that she said about me. So I like season 3.
No.
Let's shake it up.
We should do season 8 for the beautiful things to come.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Cute.
Or season 69.
Let's do all of them.
Okay, but you're in charge of it.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. What season am I? BuzzFeed's okay. Calculated my
yeah,
results.
Yeah, it took a while.
Yeah. We've decided that you are a quarter season 3, and then you are 1/4 season 4 for similar things that you already said, but because it's like about you finding your voice, Sophie on the streets.
Heck yeah.
And then you're 1/4 season 8 for all of the for all the memes to come.
Uh-huh. We can't wait until this last one.
You're 1/4 season 69 because
oh
lol.
Hell yeah, oh hell yeah, season 69 420 blaze it. Hell yeah, hell yeah, brother.
We love you, Sophie.
Hell yeah, brother. I love you guys. Okay, let's do a brief review of all of our season highlights just for the family. Okay, so I think we should go turn by turn and just describe some highlights from our seasons. Let's do a retrospective. In season 1, some of our highlights were the podcast beginning. We took a lot of hot photos. We did our first Fatty Film School, and we also talked about Roxane Gay's Hunger, and we had the icon, the moment, Gabby Fresh on, who was a longtime style icon for both me and April. Who wants to talk about season 2?
In season 2, there was a highly anticipated episode about dating while fat.
Yes.
It was like a big family answer. Also, the first SAF Goes to the Doctor episode.
Fan favorite, personal favorite.
We did Fat Suit episode, which was referenced by Sophie and April when they said, actually, no, it wasn't okay that that person put on a fat suit to do the show Insatiable. And
oh my God.
Yeah, that was nuts, by the way. Yeah, so shout out to that as well.
Oh my God.
And there's also the first Joyful Movement episode.
Yes. Loved that.
Heck yeah. Season 3 highlights. We had an episode at our Thin Friends where we told our Thin Friends everything that we need them to do as Thin people. We also had episodes highlighting different identities. So we had an episode with non-binary identity, super fat folks, and maybe the season finale for that season was the Fat Trader episode.
Yes.
And that episode actually taught me to like not be a little tit and just like let people vibe.
Oh my God. Okay, so seasons 1 through 3 were me and April. And if you're jonesing for some fat friend banter or ba-a, as joyful as like my joyful friends on Love Island would say.
Crack on.
If you wanted to have some good crack, some good banter between some fat friends, go to our first 3 seasons. And then in season 4. where it was just moi and the team. We had Fat Changes. That's the episode where I talked to my mom. And I think that episode, I've been told by a couple people, is helpful for thinking about parental relationships. We did our episode Spilling the Disability with @GlampUtee, our my fave, Alex, who I highly recommend hiring for any disability inclusiveness workshops at your company. We did our Fat Fashion series where I learned about why so much plus size clothing sucks butt. And we did Fatty EDU. We did a lot of stuff that season. It was very ambitious.
So season 5 was our staying in season that we had started to make a season. And then COVID happened. And then we were like, okay, the family needs something different. So
yeah,
there's good stuff in there. We had Sophie Williams on at Official Millennial Black, which is really cool. There was the No More COVID Fat Jokes episode with Aubrey Gordon, your fat friend. And we also did our Fearing the Black Body book club that season. And I hope that people continue to read the book and follow along with the book club stuff.
Yes. Agreed.
How to describe season 6? My experience of season 6 was us doing season 5 and then Sophie being like, we need to do season 6 now. Like, we can't just keep doing season 5. And then so we just like immediately just made more episodes and did season 6. Yeah, but anyways, some highlights was our gaming episode with Jude. And that was the first episode that like I kind of took on more of a leadership role because I game. There's lots of stuff that I wanted Sophie and Jude to talk about. So that was fun. We had our holiday extravaganza.
Oh my God. That's when we had Lynn's sweetheart sing all of our fat carols.
We had our iconic Miss Piggy episode with Abby. We had our equally as iconic Melissa McCarthy episode. We had our very first hashtag Just Fat Things app, which is like one of our my favorite episodes that we've ever put together. It was the one about bathrooms. And we had Linny's very highly anticipated She's All Fart April Fool's episode, which they've been planning for years, apparently.
And now for our season 7 recap, which is this season. It was all overhung by the fact that I couldn't believe we were ending, but really wanted to end, but couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of amazing episodes I've wanted to do for a long time. I did my episode with my sister, which I was really proud of. We did our reproductive justice stuff. We had on the amazing Deshaun, who pushes me to be more and more radical every day. Just Fat Things, that was also about queerness. And the SVU episode. And so those are the highlights of our seasons.
What were your favorite seasons?
All of them. I liked when we did the interview with Pale Hound. That was really fun for me because I'm not so into music. And so it was fun to stretch myself in that way.
Mm-hmm. I loved whenever we had Whitney on just because Whitney always has like very nice things to say.
I'm just like looking at our list of people we had on and I just like all these episodes and people. These are great people. Okay, well, I guess this is all of section 2. We're ready to move on to section 3. Okay. Dun dun! Okay, for part 3 of this episode, which again is a party, we are going to be explaining to you the party rules, which is what happens at every fun party. We wanted to let you guys know some of the info you might be wondering about what resources will be sticking around, what will be maintained and added to. We will, obviously, you will always be able to listen to the podcast episodes, send them to your friends, learn from them, or use them to win arguments, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So the podcast will still be around. The episodes will still be there. We are still hosting it on Acast in order to help defray some of our website hosting costs, because the website will also be sticking around. We are turning back on the radio style ads at the beginning and end of the episodes that we turned off this season because there were a couple we were having issues with. However, we want you to still reach out to us if anything gets populated there that's diety or weird or inappropriate in some way, and we will ask Acast to take that one off. It's a little bit of a game of whack-a-mole from the way they have the ads coded on the back end, but that's the deal with that. So in order to keep the pod running, we have those ads back on. Hope you don't mind. And those episodes will always be available for you. So will the website and resource page, which I think over time will probably update a little bit more. If you haven't checked out the website, I would go to it. It's very beautiful and it has a lot of amazing resources that we're going to get into in a minute. Now I'll let Yelly talk about some other things.
So for the Instagram's still going to be up. We're still going to be sharing other folks' things, other book clubs, webinars, resources, calls to action, all the good stuff to our stories. It likely won't be monitored as frequently. So if you send us a DM there, don't expect to hear back within the next 24 hours like people typically do now. But we'll still be on there if y'all want to contact us through there.
Yeah, please tell us any fat-related stuff you want to promo on there. We are happy to have the Instagram be a promo space for the community.
Totally. And then we'll also still have our newsletter up and running. So if you want to sign up for our newsletter, you can do that at our website. And that's a super good place because that's where we'll be announcing any future projects or any SAF fat related things to come.
Yes. Finally, the Facebook group, our beloved Team Paisley Moo Moo and Above Facebook, will still be staying around and we will be talking with the people in the Facebook group about what they want to have happen with it. And it will be community run. So hopefully that answers some of your questions about what will happen with all of the FatMalie resources that we have created over the years. Again, I definitely recommend checking out our resources page. And in fact, I'd like to give us a little tour of the resources page right now because our team has all worked really hard on it. And I personally think a lot of questions that I get can be easily answered. Not easily, but answered with some work on the resource page is kind of like fat Google a little bit for a lot of first questions you might have. So would you like to start that, Lynn?
Yes, I'm going to the resources page right now.
Which is shesallfatpod.com/resources.
Yes. So basically, this is divided into two little sections. We have some general drop-down lists in the main part of the page. You can look at body positive organizations, our fat studies reader, which is all of this like intro stuff on academic slash historical like fat studies. And so we'll continue to update that. And also that's something where if you have a resource that you think belongs on the page, you should definitely shoot us an email at fyi@shesallfatpod.com so we can add it. It won't be like next day after we get the email, but it will happen.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then I also wanted to shout out the Body Posi podcast section for people who are looking for fat positive podcasts that are happening even though we're ending, or maybe some that have happened. We have a whole episode on that called Fat Across America where we highlighted a couple of different fat posi podcasts that are still running.
Yes. And let us know if we missed you on this list and we will add you to the list and promo you on our Instagram page.
Yes, in 1 second we will do it. And then at the bottom of the resources page is for more specific topics, like we've got a feminism 101, an LGBTQ stuff, we've got disability justice, and these are just pages that you can click on this little button and it'll take you to a whole page that has reading, listening, watching, sites, resources, people to follow on all of those topics that are usually born from an episode that we've done. So those are really, really good, like starting out things for you to look at.
I'm honestly very proud of the resources page. If I knew more about SEO, I would have made us do more SEO shit to like rise it in Google rankings, because I think it's a really good resource and I hope some of the listeners use it. Like you're saying, we have like a lot of little click off parts where you can explore almost any topic. And yeah, I'm proud of it. You guys did a really good job with it.
Thank you.
Also on the website, you can check out the artists we've worked with, our Pod Squad tab. All of the people who advertised with us, some of those codes probably still work with our Not sure, though. And you can also check out any, like, media we've been in. Just if you feel like taking a gander through the site, go ahead. You might find someone to work with. You might find something you didn't know about before. You might find an episode you want to look at. And of course, on the episode pages, all of our show notes are on there as well, which are also great resources and fun things to look through.
Mm-hmm. So lastly, just in case our resource page isn't enough for you, I'm just kidding. That's totally fine. Other people have different types of resources. And so we wanted to shout out Jess Baker, whose website is The Militant Baker. They have a ton of really good resources, a really extensive list. If you go to Aubrey Gordon's website, yourfatfriend.com, basically everything that Aubrey has ever written is a fat resource. And there's also a fat reading list on her website. That's really good. And like Sophie already shouted out, Alex Locust at Glamp UT has incredible disability resources on their site. And lastly, Lindo Bacon, who we've had on the show, has some good academic / fat studies resources on their website.
Yes. Great job. Now we're transitioning into the more fun parts of this episode. We're just going to have a long chatty episode here for y'all. That's all we're doing. We're just having a party.
Yeah. Did you not hear about the drinks?
Yeah. We all have our fancy drinks. So it's a party. Okay. Before we start this section, which is called Hannah, I want to answer two questions. One is, who is Hannah? I get this question all the time. The answer is no one. We had like one time when we had like three different letters written in by Hannah. And then that was when Victor was our editor, my boyfriend Victor, and he replaced, to anonymize people, he replaced their name with April saying Hannah, and then it just stuck, and then we kept doing it forever. So everyone's a Hannah or an H or whatever variation you feel comfortable with who listens to the podcast. And then a couple people have been like, is Yelly the new host? Because Yelly was reading Top's Tales with me. The answer is no, except I guess you could think of yourself as the host if you wanted to. You hosted Top's Tales with me. But really, I just got tired of reading Top's Tales by myself. And I was like, one of you has to do this with me. And Lynn said no. So then Yelly stepped up.
And actually, I said, yeah. As a straight-sized person, I don't think I should take up space on the pod in that way. Because wow. I listened to the season 3 premiere at our Thin Friends, and I said, no, no, no.
Very true. You saved the pod's, like, the morality by doing that. So thank you to you. But it is true that Yelly and I are two little chubby bunnies, and it was very nice to have Yelly there to do Top's Tales with me because I gotta tell you, season 4 was hard to do by myself. It's hard to like read stuff and sound mm-hmm. engaging. It's hard. Okay, so now that we've got those questions answered, we wanted to do a couple role plays for you like we've done in seasons past, because while the podcast is ending, we're all going to continue being fat, so you may have more fat situations come up in your life. And here's a couple common ones that we get all the time. Hi, this is Hannah. I'm straight-sized, and I was just offered a TV role about a fat person, so I'd have to wear a fat suit. Is that okay, even if I think that it really, like, I'm the best one to portray this person because I get their spirit? What do you think?
Oh, my God.
No!
No, and then go listen to our fat suit episode at W. Ryan.
Hi, this is Hannah. I'm on my BOPO journey. I'm trying to love myself, but my friends and family are not, and they are not supportive. How can I get them up to speed?
Here's what I would say to you. There is an episode of She's All Fat that is about Thanksgiving, but really it is about how many, many different ways that you can stop your family from talking about your body, asking questions, saying inappropriate things, saying triggering things. There are many ways that you can educate them. That's my episode recommendation. Do you have any, Ellie?
I would just say that to answer kind of the second part of the question, how can I get them up to speed, is just to remember that other people have to go on their own journey and you can't do anything about it and you've just got to let it go while setting your own boundaries.
Mm. Okay, here's another Hannah. Hey, this is Hannah. Am I allowed to call myself fat? What is fat? Tell me if I can call myself fat.
My dearest Hannah, number one, please stop asking fat people if you're allowed to call yourself fat. Number two, we are not the voice for telling people whether or not they can call themselves fat. But I would encourage you to listen to our super fat episode because I'm pretty sure that we talk about this a little bit in that episode. But also, rather than thinking of whether or not you're allowed to call yourself fat, maybe try to position yourself in relation to like the privilege that your body holds and how you can help break down barriers for other folks.
Love that. Great answer. Hi, this is Hannah. I have to get on a plane soon and I'm really nervous. Do you have any tips?
Sweet, sweet Hannah. You should fly SAF Air, a nonprofit plane where you don't even have to ask for a seatbelt extender.
Wow.
We have a good travel episode in season 3. I think it's just called Traveling While Fat. Our episode on traveling fat has good, like, here are things to think about, but it's also like, here is this plane policy that like Sophie mm-hmm. has figured out. Like, here is exactly how to like get your money back for getting an extra seat, etc.
Hi, this is Hannah. I'm gonna miss everyone. What should I do?
You should subscribe to the She's All Fat newsletter first and foremost, because that's where you can hear anything new that's going on with us. You should keep following the Instagram and definitely follow people who follow us and people we follow. That's a way to kind of create community around you. And stay in the Facebook group if you're in the Facebook group. Start a new Facebook group if you want. Join other, especially like fat community Facebook groups. I know that's a big part of Sophie's community stuff. Mm-hmm. Yelly, do you have anything to offer?
Follow the three of us if you're just obsessed with the three of us and want to be our best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I could do fat clothing swaps near you, I think is a good way. Mm-hmm. And also, I just want to say the Fatmily is forever. You can always go back and listen to past episodes. And I really love all of you. And I just want you all to know that.
Yeah.
Hannah's and H's, thank you for being an important part of the show.
Well.
Yay. Okay. Behind this one, can we put some like fun game show music or something?
Yes.
Okay. For this segment, we are going to each take a turn naming as many episode ideas that we had that maybe will happen in the future in some way in 15 seconds each.
Sweet.
And these are ideas that we had, and these are also ideas from the Fatmily. So who wants to go first? Let's see.
Yelly, you go first.
Okay. All right, an episode on chronic illness, tattoo episode, Great British Break Off, Dan Lin, The L Word, Grace Thomas, becoming fatter later in life, fat yoga, southern cooking person, discrimination laws, Dr. Hamburger, Jessica Salgado, religion.
Okay, 15 seconds up.
Okay.
Yes, these are all ideas that we had. To clarify, some of these maybe don't make sense the way we've written them here, and that's just from our brainstorm list, and I hope you enjoy. Now, Lynn, you go with the episode ideas from our Fatmily members in 15 seconds. How many did Yelly name? Let's see. 12 in 15 seconds. Can you beat her?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can.
Okay.
Will someone time me?
Okay, ready, go.
Being a fat gay woman who presents masculine of center. Animals and fatness, religion and fatness, being newly fat as an adult, fatness in the workplace, fatness in public health spheres, making friends as an adult.
Time.
Halloween.
Wow.
Halloween.
Wow. Unfortunately, I think Yelly beat you. She got quite a few.
Yeah, I think Yelly whooped my ass.
I think she did too.
Heck yeah. It's because I'm fat, Lynn.
So yeah. True. Okay, now someone time me.
Okay, ready, go.
bras, swimwear, fat hacks, finding body posi professionals, bonding, puberty, self-compassion, nostalgia, online dating, transness, being the word flattering, class, fat studies, thrifting while fat, BOPO for men, pregnancy, fat finance. Stop. Oh my God. Wow.
I think that you won, Sophie.
I don't know. I think Yelly still beat me. I didn't count how many I got. Okay. I just, for as a bonus, I want to say the other ones we got here: fat at work, diabetes, older fatties, public health, fat animals, fat self-pleasure / orgasms, parenting and fat kids, more gaming, moments in fat history. These are all great ideas. And these would all have been great episodes, TBH. Could have done about 6 more seasons. But I want to write a book, so we're not doing that. But please, somebody take all these ideas and make your own fat show. Please feel free to steal these ideas.
Heck yeah, we'll promo you.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of them are brought to us by the Fat Millie, even.
Absolutely. So, yes. Absolutely. Well, Yelly, your prize for, I think, reading the fastest is nothing. Congratulations. Take a sip of your coffee. You've won the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for playing this game.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Fat Millie Awards. We've got a couple of awards to give out. Imagine the award that you're receiving is like an Oscar, but it's fat. And it's now going to be included in EGOTing. So you have to get an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony, and the She's All Fat Award. And there aren't that many of them. So,
wow. Whoopi's really close. You know, she just needs the She's All Fat Award.
Who?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh my God, she has one. Whoopi, she... given it to you. Whoopi, you have received the She's All.
Our first true EGOTs. It's Whoopi Goldberg.
Yep, and no one's surprised.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would like to award the next She's All Fat Fat Millie Award to some of our longest supporting patrons. They are, of course, Sophie's own mother and father. Sophie's mommy and daddy.
Thanks, mom and dad. Thank you. They both signed up and then were like, I guess I can't unsign up.
Yeah. And a third longest supporting patron, Fat Millie Award, Fat Oscar to Ruthie Fudge.
Ruthie! A frequent emailer in our earlier seasons and a Patreon member who I will never forget out of my heart, Ruthie Fudge. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you, Ruthie.
Yelly, you want to award the next award?
Yes, I will say we had an award for Insta DM Bestie, but then I couldn't think of anybody, so... If you want to be an Insta DM bestie, DM me more on Instagram and become my best friend, and then you'll get a fatty award.
You'll get a fatty award, and you'll be really close to having an EGOT with an S, because you'll have one of those awards. Yes.
And then for Facebook group awards, fatty EGOT. Yes. Shout out to Shannon, our movie buddy. We had so many watch parties a couple seasons ago, I think. Yes. And Shannon was literally at all of them.
Shannon's
so
my fave. Shout out to you, Shannon. Shout out, Shannon. You know what? You really showed up. And I enjoyed watching every single one of those DCOMs with you and the team, Shannon. I appreciate you.
Shout out as well to Jess, our Animal Crossing gaming bestie.
Yes.
And also to Nikki. Y'all make our fat hearts beat.
Wow. Congratulations to all three of you for your journey to EGOTing. We'd like to congratulate you on this first step. The Fat Awards are really hard to get. And, you know, this year, I think they really went to some really deserving people.
Yes, absolutely. The nominations were hard to choose from.
They were hard, you know? And it's an in-community vote, so I feel like that really means a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can put that on your resume.
Yes, Fatmally Award, exactly.
Heck yeah.
I'd also like to give a Fatmally Award for worst Fatmally member to any of the troll people who ever emailed us.
It's actually a negative award, so yes. If you had any of the EGOTs, you know what would happen.
Yes.
You know there's someone with an Emmy who's harassing us online.
Honestly, wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thanks for coming to the Fatmally Awards. Tune in next year. Okay, we're getting to the end of this long chatty party. We're about to wrap up, but before we do, I want us to talk about some ooey gooey team talk. I want us to appreciate each other, talk about what we've learned, what we'll take with us, what we hope for the future of Fat Media, and what we're going to be doing. Will I get through it without crying? Probably, because I haven't even had time to process the end of the podcast. So I'll have to cry about it later.
That's what I was just thinking. I was like, this is so annoying that, like, I've distanced myself from the, like, emotions of the pod ending. So I'm, like, right now I'm like, all right, like, we're doing this. I'm going to edit it, like, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. It's very weird. So let's start the process a little bit. Okay, so maybe we could just say things we've learned from the podcast first. I would say the number one thing I learned is that I'm capable of making something. Mm. Before this, I really felt like I was failing professionally because I don't know. I just had very classic ADHD, like, symptoms in the workplace. Didn't understand I had ADHD and was, like, failing out of a lot of places and felt very confused and mad at myself. And the podcast has really been a place where I've been able to learn about my work habits and my work ethic and my work desires and how I want to run a space and how I want to be a leader and how I want to conduct myself. And that has been really, really important for me. And I never had an opportunity like that before. So that's a big thing I've learned.
Wow.
That's really cool, Sophie.
What have you guys learned?
My more, like, professional growth segment of what I've learned is I have this specific memory of being in my college library. And I was working on something for the pod that was, like, a week late or something. And I, like, hadn't told anyone. And Sophie was like, let's hop on a call. And I was like, I'm about to be like, like, I'm going to cry. Like, I don't know, something bad's going to happen. And Sophie was like, so, like, when you don't have the capacity to do something, you should tell the team. I think something you said, Sophie, was like, I'm the boss of the podcast. So, like, I need to know what's going on so that I can, like, shift around how people are working. So better help all of us. And telling people when I can't do things has become, like, a really important tool in my toolbox. And I'm grateful for that.
That makes me really happy. I had to be told that in much meaner ways. And so when I wanted to talk to you about it, I really wanted it to be, like, in a supportive way where mm-hmm. I wanted you to feel like you could grow from it and grow into it and, like, work on it on this team and not be punished, which is how I felt about it when I was like talked to you about it. So I'm glad that that was a good memory for you.
Yeah. And truly, like, at the time when we were on the phone, I was like, oh, I can't do that. Like, that's not something I'm going to be able to do. Admit my fault or admit, like, my shortcomings? But I've done it since.
Oh, yeah. You've gotten way better at that. I want all the teams I'm on to run this way, which is, like, we are here to support each other first. And mm-hmm. then, you know, the work stuff comes second. I'd maybe feel differently if we were, like, a brain surgeon team. But we're not. Mm-hmm. We're, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're definitely equally as important.
For sure. But the podcast can come out the next day and nobody will die, you know? Yeah. Not a big deal.
That's so true.
Yeah. Yelly, what have you learned?
My biggest thing that I learned was just, like, how to deal with my imposter syndrome. Like, there's been so many times where, like, I've done something and I think that it sucks. And then, like, Sophie and Lynn will look at it and be like, oh, that's perfect. Thanks so much. And I'll be like, okay, like, all right. Like, even still to this day, like, whenever I do something, I'll send it and I'll be like, you have to look at it so you can tell me if it's awful. And it's, like, literally never awful.
Yeah, meanwhile, Sophie and I are like, we don't have to look at it because we know it's going to be exactly what
literally, it's always good. Yeah. Or, like, even this has given me the tools to, like, ask for, like, higher pay at my other jobs and, like, not feel guilty for, like, doing that. And, like, it's something that I still struggle with, but it's, like, helped a lot to be on this team.
I'm so glad. I mean, nobody should have imposter syndrome, but truly, your work's always so good. Okay, what about fat things? Have we learned fat things from working on the show? I would say the biggest fat thing I've learned, number one, that, like, I have to resist my inclination to be black and white about things always. Mm-hmm. What I have liked about hosting this show is that I can kind of set the tone for the space, and then I can also – I don't have to be the one who knows everything. Like, you can be – you can lead in a space without being the be-all, end-all. You know what I mean? And that's what I've really loved is, like, learning from other people and showing people different ways of being fat and the – different humanity that's in so many of us, obviously, you know, like the way that fatness shows up is so different. And we didn't even get to many, many people who would have been great on the show, obviously. I mean, 10 years ago, I saw fatness as like the most defining thing about me. And I was so ashamed of that. And now I'm like, it's my brand.
Heck yeah.
So I would say that's a big change. But yeah, what about you guys about fatness? Have you learned or changed in any way from the show?
My biggest thing, like, both just from what I was – when I was listening to the podcast and then also just, like, working on the podcast is the, like, very important division between, like, self-love and also, like, fat as, like, body justice and, like – politically and making that distinction. And a lot of that, like, shapes the way that I look at the world and even just, like, look at myself as well. And I feel like I'm not explaining this correctly, but it was, like, the biggest mind shift that the podcast gave me. And, like, I feel like the biggest thing that I carry in, like, day-to-day life.
I love that. I feel that way too, Yelly. That was also very important to me. Lynn? Our thin member, what did you learn about fatness?
Yeah, well, I'd like to invite all of the fat people listening to the pod to roll their eyes throughout what I say. But I think that I've learned a lot about, like, my role / straight size thin people's role in body justice. And I have felt empowered to, like, when people come to my cafe and are like, ooh, I shouldn't, about the croissants or whatever, to, like, give them tools and be like, oh, you shouldn't? I don't know. Grab one. Pick up a copy of The Body Is Not an Apology. Actually, like, what you're saying, like, isn't really representative, like, that shit. And also that, like, just because I, a thin person, like, have, for some reason, like, had access to the fat community and have, like, talked with fat people, including my team, and, like, worked in this space, like, creating content that is about fat justice, doesn't mean that I have any right to feel judgmental of people who are fat who aren't, like, in the same place.
Yes.
You know? But I do have the right to, when people who are not fat are being ignorant, to tell them to shut the fuck up and give them tools to not be ignorant.
Okay, Finn, we've let you talk too much. Good job. Okay, Lynn, I have to tell you, sometimes when I think about how to not center myself in like justice spaces that I want to be a part of, but that aren't about me, I think about how well you've done as producer of this show. You like support the fat community and support us making the show. And you are like both active without centering yourself. And I think you do a really good job with that.
Thank you. I'm patting myself on the back.
Good. No cookies, though.
Yeah. There are no cookies in this game, to quote Seaway.
Hi, family. It's Maria. And I can't believe we're here. The final episode. Wow. Lots of feelings coming up for sure. I'm sitting here in an Airbnb, and it's very rainy and stormy out. So I hope you all are getting some cozy rainy day ASMR vibes. So first off, I just want to say that it has been an absolute pleasure to work with this wonderful group of people. I still consider them close friends, and I love each and every one of them. I'm always so glad that I was able to work with you guys for so many years and make some really cool stuff. I'm very sad that the pod is ending, but it's not the end. First off, just from a personal standpoint, I'll be keeping in touch with this amazing group of people, and, you know, the show will live forever on in our phones. So, yeah. I learned so much on this podcast that it's hard to kind of narrow it down. So yeah, one of the biggest things I've learned is to advocate for your fat friends, because there are so many people out there that haven't begun to think about these accessibility issues, and much less even like the emotional labor that a lot of our fat friends are doing. So yeah, straight size people, like, figure shit out. That's what I've learned. And one of the biggest takeaways I've gotten from working with this wonderful team is that fat liberation is like ongoing life work, and it doesn't end and it doesn't stop, and you have to keep fighting the good fight. I don't have any words of wisdom beyond that, but y'all, this is lifelong work. Thank you, family, for putting up with my delirious ramblings, and I love you all, and it has been a great few years of working on this show and having some sort of impact on people and community, and yeah, thank you for listening. Love you. Bye.
Let's talk about the future. What do we want for the future of fat media in general? And what are we all doing in the future for ourselves? Who wants to go first?
I would like to be a producer of the first fat L word. Ooh. And I think that fat queer people and fat lesbians are the future. And I just want to see them have fun and get up to soapy antics on screen. And it will be called the F word.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it.
Hell yeah.
I want that.
Whoever's a producer and is listening to this, make that happen.
Lynn, please. Yeah.
Marja Lewis Ryan, my eyes are on you. Eileen Chaikin, my eyes are on you. Rosie O'Donnell, I love you in the new season of Gen Q. You are not the only fat person who gets to exist in that world.
Wow. Wow. You tell Rosie. You tell Rosie.
No SAF Family Award Oscar for you. Whoopi Goldberg only.
Wow. Okay. Rosie does get a Family Award for being the writer / putting her name on the 10 joke books for kids I had by, like, produced by Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, yeah. When Rosie was on TV, I had like 10 that were like jokes for kids. And then like Rosie was on the cover. I think she's like actually very nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, Rosie, shout out to you. Mm-hmm. Yelly, what do you have to say?
This is like very basic, but I would love to see less white people being centered. Yes. I would love to see more fatter people being centered. But also, my dream is to have a trashy dating show to watch. Yes. That is like all fat people who are hella hot. Like, I would love to have, oh, like, I don't know. What's that show? The one where they like don't see each other and then love they get married. Yeah, Love is Blind, Too Hot to Handle, all of the garbage reality dating TV shows.
Fatty's Island.
Too Hot to Handle. Oh my God. But yeah, I'd love to watch my trash TV, but also watch tons of sexy hotties that are fat.
I would also love that. Mm-hmm. As everyone knows, I want to read some more fat YA. I want to see some fat fantasy on screen that's not about like whether or not they want to lose weight or like something, just anything that's not about whether or not they're going to lose weight and about their confidence. I'm just would like something else to happen to fat people on screen, like being a protagonist. I also want to see more amazing fat musicians. Again, like I said, I was really inspired by our music episodes that we did. And I want there to be podcasts from the Fatmily.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
If anyone starts a podcast, let us know on Instagram because we will absolutely shout you out.
Wow. You guys were about to say what we're up to. This is so weird. I'm getting like goosebumps. We're almost to the end of the finale.
It still doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't feel real. It feels very fake to me. Sorry, everyone, for this being a fake finale. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Okay. Lynn, what are you going to be up to after the show?
After the pod ends, I will die and I'll know that I've made an impact.
Uh-huh. You'll just pass away gently in the woods.
I'll go gently into the good night.
Yes.
Actually, I will continue living and doing comedy in Brooklyn. And if you are like a fat person who does comedy, I will book you on my show. Please DM me. And I'll work at my little cafe and I'll tell people that they should just fucking buy the croissant, even if it's $4.
My kingdom for a good gluten-free croissant. That's all I have to say. It's impossible. You can't get the lamination. Yeah. You can't get it. Yeah. Anyways. And is there anything else you want people to look out for from you? Like, what would your dream next job be? Who wants to hire Lynn after this? What would your dream next thing be?
I don't know. I really like writing for this pod, and I think that I would do well writing for a different pod or TV show, and who knows?
Yes. Anyone who wants a seasoned producer and writer for their podcast, please, and editor, please scoop Lynn up.
Yeah, scoop me the frick up.
Scoop them up.
Yelly.
After the pod, I will still be working for Julie's podcast, which I don't think we ever like talked about, but I am currently the PA for the Love Food podcast over in Julie Duffy Dillon land.
Yes, so friend of the pod, amazing gig for Yelly. Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to be starting on writing my book, like, yay, Sophie. We're going to be little book writing fatty friends. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to do NaNoWriMo this year. So if it's November and you want to send me pictures of your dog or something to get me through the day, do that.
Shout out your bumblebee thing again.
Oh, yeah. I read lots of books and I talk about lots of books. So follow me on dear_bumblebee on Instagram or Twitter. And if you want to send me monies, I have a Patreon where I just post like random stuff that is funny and...
Yeah. And if you published a book, send an ARC to Yelly for review.
Oh, yes. I love ARCs. They make me feel so cool.
So fun. I am going to be relaxing from my move because I'm really still stressed out and recovering physically. I'm going to be writing my Fat YA novel that I've wanted to write for a long time, talked about forever on the podcast, and just didn't have enough creative spoons to do while doing the podcast. Very excited for that. Reach out if you are in publishing and you want to help me, or if you're a YA writer and you just want to collab or be encouraging for each other. And after that, I don't know what I want to do, but I definitely want to honor the legacy of She's All Fat in my work and in what I do. And I want to make sure that everything I do uplifts the fat marginalized people in our family and our community, and I'm gonna keep being fat.
Thank God.
I mean, yeah, that's the plan.
Someone's gotta do it.
You know. It's got to be B. It's the brand. Got to keep it up for the brand. Mm-hmm. And one of those other big changes I mentioned, I haven't said this before, but our niece lives with us now, and she wanted to be a part of our final season. So stay tuned after the credits for my niece Allie's ASMR moment, the very last thing you'll hear on this podcast.
Heck yeah.
Is there anything else we should say? I love you guys. I love the podcast.
I love you guys.
We did good. I think we did good.
We did it.
Thank you, team. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, everyone. Let us know if you need anything from us. And we love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. And that's the episode.
Even though the show is over, we still want your voicemails. Send us cute messages to listen to and cry to after the show ends.
Our number is 213-375-5023. And don't forget to leave us an Apple Podcast rating and review even after we're off air.
Just a few quick reminders before we sign off. We mentioned it in the ep, but just a reminder that we'll be turning our dynamic ads back on so we can mitigate some of the admin costs after the pod ends.
If there are any diet culture ads that pop up in our episodes, please continue to let us know through Instagram DMs or our email. We'll be keeping our FYI email. We appreciate you all helping us work through those while we get some money to help us keep things going.
We'll also be monitoring our Instagram account, so please feel free to tag us in your pictures or use us for signal boosting. But please also give us some patience because we won't be logging on there every day anymore.
Yes, and as you heard in the episode, the Instagram account will still be posting fat positive, amazing content. So stick around. All right, Fat Molly, here is one last message from me for some soft fatty hours. We'll also be putting this little clip coming up on the site in case you need it. Hi, Fat Molly. It's just me and you, my Hannahs and my H's and me. It's raining outside and it's the day before the final episode drops, and I just wanted a moment to talk to you and say how grateful I am that all of you came on this journey with me, that you've been here this whole time, and that you've listened and told me your thoughts and your feelings and your feedback and really been there. You're as much a part of this podcast as I am, you know? A piece of art or a piece of work is really nothing without the audience. And I just want to thank you all for being there to make this special. It's special because of you. I also wanted to just have a moment for us to sit together, because I know one thing I'm going to miss about the podcast is just this space of fat love and fat togetherness. And it feels so good to be together with other fat people and fat allies, but mostly fat people. I saw some fat friends yesterday and it was so rejuvenating and so soft and loving. And I just wanted to have a moment where we had some fat community right here. So for all my fatties, inside and out, but mostly out, I love you. You are so good. You are so smart. You are so beautiful. You bring so much to the table. I'm so glad you're here. And I'm so grateful for you. And I love you. I don't love this beeping truck in the background, but you know what? Every perfect moment needs to have a little fly in the ointment to make you appreciate it. You guys are the best. And if you're fat, I love you. You're fat. It's special. You're great. And let's be fat forever. Okay. Fatties forever. Love you. Bye. Thanks for having that little sit and talk, walk and talk with me, Fat Molly. Also, here's one big, big, big,
big final thank you to our patrons. Whether you were a patron till the end or a previous patron or just for 1 month, I cannot thank you all enough. You truly kept the lights on here at SAF HQ and kept us going to the very end. We could not have done this without you.
Thank you as well to all of the sponsors that we've worked with through all of our seasons. We've done some amazing things together. And another big thanks to all of the amazing guests that we've had on our show. Your expertise is so appreciated, and our show is better for having you on it.
And finally, thank you, listener. We would not be here if you did not believe in us and the work that we do. It's been a delight to hang out with you on your commutes, on the bus to class, in your homes while you did chores, on your runs, and anywhere else you listen to the pod. Like me, on the toilet. Thank you for inviting us into your lives. We are honored.
All right, Sophie, here we go.
Let's do it.
Bye.
Bye. P.S. Stay tuned after the credits for a little ASMR surprise from my niece, Allie. She's All Fat was created by me, Sophie Carter Khan, and April K. Quio, who graduated. We are an independent production. If you'd like to support the work we do, you can join our Patreon by visiting patreon.com/she'sallfatpod. When you pledge to be a supporter, you'll get all sorts of goodies and extra content. Please make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's super important in making sure people find the show so we can grow the family. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to the stuff we mentioned today. And don't forget to send us your questions at fyi@she'sallfatpod.com. You can also leave us a voicemail at 213-375-5023, and we might even play it on the pod. Our episode ads are done in partnership with Acast. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, you can get started at acast.com. Our theme music was composed and produced by Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs. Our website was designed by Jesse Fish, and our logo is by Hannah Sanger. Lynn Barbera co-produced and edited this episode. Yelly Cruz is our magical junior producer. Our thin crony forever is Maria Wertel. I'm our host and co-producer. Our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter handles are at She's All Fat Pod. You can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Stay safe. We love you.
Hi guys, my name is Allison, or you can call me Allie. I am Sophie's niece, and I am doing my ASMR segment. I love ASMR, and my favorite type of ASMR is hearing soap carving or watching soap carving videos, but I am no professional, so I will not be doing that. Instead, I will be playing around with my favorite things and making ASMR with them. Again, I am no professional, so please expect the bare minimum. So the first thing I have here is my favorite lighter, which Sophie's friend gave me. It's my favorite lighter. I have a strange obsession with fire and playing with lighters. So I hope you enjoy the sound as much as I do. Next, I have a fluffy eyeshadow brush. Next up, I have my favorite crystal. It is an amethyst. last but not least, I have my favorite seashell I got at the beach. All right, guys, so that was my ASMR. I hope you enjoyed it. You guys have a good rest of your day or night whenever you guys are listening to this. Bye now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.